The world may be in chaos, but turtles plod along, ancient and wise, sometimes for hundreds of years, unless they're poached. Poachers sell turtles for the meat, but also completely false exotic claims. Turtles are also hit by cars. Animals raid their nests for eggs. But turtles have some fierce, loving protectors, like Alexia Bell and Natasha Nowick, who run the Turtle Rescue League in Massachusetts. Author Cy Montgomery, who's embedded with other creatures like octopi and dolphins for her previous books, joined with her friend and illustrator Matt Patterson to volunteer with Alexia and Natasha. They learned how a little foil tape and super glue can work wonders, how fragile but also resilient turtles can be. They were in lockdown with them during the height of the pandemic when a little hope went a long way. Cy Montgomery's book is Of Time and Turtles. She joins us now. Cy, turtles. I was in love before. I'm more in love now. What drew you to this?
Oh, my gosh. Well, when I turned 60 in, 5 years ago, I became more interested than ever in the philosophical question of time, because now I was an elder. And whenever I go on any kind of investigation or exploration, I need to have an animal guide. And who better than turtles, who arose with the dinosaurs, who, as you said, they live so long, and they practically embody patience and focus.
Well, and who better than Alexia and Natasha, who are the women who run the Turtle Rescue League? It's astonishing what they do here. They have operating rooms. They have rooms filled with turtles that people are constantly bringing in that have been run over, and they're going to repair and help them. They have baby turtles from eggs that they've rescued that they are going to then hatch and then put these turtles back in nature. Who knew?
I know. It's so amazing because their house, you walk in there and the first thing you have to do is walk over a barricade up to your knees. And that's a barricade so that you don't get mobbed by friendly turtles. And these two ladies, they are just the most amazing people. They started out, you know, like everyone, they love turtles and they noticed turtles crossing the road and getting hit and it broke their hearts. They decided one day to just make a point of spending the day helping turtles to cross. But those that didn't make it, they didn't know what to do to help them. And they soon realized that so many turtles were being hit and had so many problems that if they brought all the injured ones to a vet or a rehab place, it would be overwhelmed. So they kind of apprenticed themselves to the veterinarians who did see turtles and the rehabbers who did take care of these turtles. The next thing you knew, they'd bought this place where they're at now. And at any one time, they might have as many as 1,000 turtles in
amazing.
There.
It's amazing. And by the way, you also profile other places across the country, and some of them have to hide their locations because people are stealing turtles. I mean, you talk about ponds that used to have hundreds of turtles and now they're gone.
Scientists who would do studies of turtle habitat and turtle behaviors and stuff, they publish their findings so other scientists can learn from them. But a really horrible, illegal, malignant poaching network out there, those poachers even found those scientific papers. And within weeks, these folks who had been studying turtles for years found there were no turtles left in their published study area. So why they're being taken from the wild, in some cases it's for pets. In other cases it is for their meat or to use their bodies, including their shells, in traditional Chinese medicine. Turtles are the most threatened group of terrestrial backboned animals in the world.
Yeah.
But also the people taking these medicines aren't getting any benefit from them. A turtle shell is made out of the same stuff as our fingernails. You'd do better to eat your own fingernails.
Well, and let's go back to these turtles that you've met. You describe looking into their eyes, and there's something happening there.
Oh, there's totally something happening. When a turtle looks into your face, it is an intense concentration. You just feel like you're being blasted with this wonderful focus. We talk about, you know, you want to make people feel seen. Well, no one can make you feel seen like a turtle.
And they know things. And they do seem to have that kind of wiring where some of them know at a certain time they have to go and bromate. They have to get under the water to go still over the winter. The mothers know when they have to go dig these nests and lay their eggs, they have that like magnetic line to something that's, you know, genetically programmed in them. They know they have to do these things. But interrupting these things are cars and roads. And talk again about these two women and the kind of repairs they do. Just completely smashed shells, eyes that have been put out, back feet that no longer work because spines are broken.
Yeah, I could not believe what Alexei and Natasha could do at the Turtle Rescue League. I went with Matt to a turtle summit that they held at the league for animal rehabbers. They were showing images of, you know, this turtle whose belly shield was cracked, their upper shell was cracked. This one had two legs chewed off. This one had like one eye gone. Another turtle had a concussion so bad that he couldn't tell which way was up and which was down, so he kept flipping onto his back. Turtles who have had horrendous injuries, who just looked like road crayons, and they would be able to release these turtles healed back into the wild. It was amazing. And some of that, a great deal of that, is due to their skill and compassion. Another component, though, is that if you just give turtles time, they have amazing healing powers. And their nervous systems can come back from injuries so horrible that we could not survive them.
But what should people do? When you come across a turtle that's been injured, should you call and have someone pick it up, or should you bring it yourself to a place?
You should definitely bring it yourself to a turtle rehabber. And in the back of the book, we have a link you can go to find out who does turtles. This is very specialized. I mean, if you found, you know, some child injured in the road, unless he had a skinned knee or something, you wouldn't try to set that child's bone. So don't try to fix the turtle yourself. Or sometimes if you can't drive the turtle yourself there, stay with the turtle, use your cell phone to call them, and they'll send a turtle ambulance.
A turtle ambulance? They'll send someone like, you might meet Cy Montgomery, who might come out. But Cy, you know, I'm thinking of all the operations that some of these turtles had, the months of rehabbing, physical therapy. And some people might say, why?
Well, why is that here is an animal who belongs to the most endangered group of animals in the world, who, if they survive, can continue to contribute to the success of that population for decades or centuries. That's why. And of course, the other why is that here is a sentient feeling being who loves his or her life just like we love ours. When we save someone in trouble, whether they are a person or a turtle or a dog or a cat or a chimp, we're saving our own relatives. We're saving our world.
You go off into glorious essays, everything from our town, how we and dragonflies, you know, look at time. This is all happening, by the way, during COVID, when many people were kind of emotionally hurt by having their time stopped. They had to stay home. But you and Matt were volunteering and working on turtle time. How did being with turtles change you?
Being with turtles helped connect me to the kind of time that the Greeks called kairos, or sacred time, eternal time, cyclical, seasonal time, and made me feel less alone, made me feel like I was taking a hand in mending a world that was so badly broken by disease and environmental disaster and political strife. Just feeling that you're trying to help put the world back together connects you in a way to eternity.
Oof. Cy Montgomery, her book is Of Time and Turtles, Mending the World, Shell by Shattered Shell. It's wonderful, and one you can read with your kids, too. But Cy, thank you so much.
Oh, Robin, I love talking with you and love being with your listeners. Thank you.